Drinks. We've been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are once again. We have arrived at my absolute favorite time of the week. It's beer for breakfast. My good friend Paul Segura returns.
Thanks, man. Happy Friday.
We missed you.
Missed you, too.
Hell of a nice guy, face-melting guitarist, and a great brewer. And a guy who's not a great brewer, but a great drinker of beer.
Nice.
Brandon Hernandez, San Diego Beer News, also with us. Let's have some beer for breakfast.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we've got a couple beers from, I think, one of the top-tier breweries in San Diego, Pure Project. We've got a couple beers that are new in their lineup that I'm excited to taste and share with everybody. The first one's called Hidden Gold. It is a murky IPA, and it's a collaboration with North Park Beer Co., also one of the top-tier breweries in San Diego, in my opinion.
Murky IPA? Is this a new category that I'm not aware of?
Well, not really. Pure Project prefers to call their hazy IPAs or juicy IPAs murky IPAs.
Oh.
I'm not sure why, but it is murky, and it is hazy, and it smells juicy. I'm getting all kinds of fruit off of this. Anything from North Park's going to be super hoppy, almost off the reservation hoppy.
Woo.
They're using all sorts of cool stuff in this Citra Incognito, Superdelic hops, Dyna Boost from YCH. They really took the opportunity of this collaboration to use all kinds of cool new hop products, and it's the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, and apparently it's being used in a different way than usual. Instead of being on the hot side, they're adding on the cold side. I mean, you get this kind of thing more than
right.
I do, but I just think that's really cool. It's like, that's what a collaboration's about, right?
Totally. And there's this new sort of hop product called Citra Incognito, and it was designed to be used in the brew kettle, but Kelsey from North Park kind of pioneered this way of using it after fermentation, sort of like dry hopping, and it adds this really nice citrus and stone fruit component, and it comes through really nicely in this beer.
I'm digging it. I mean, I get a lot of obviously like tangerine and things like that from a Citra. You would expect that, but I'm also getting like nuances of some really cool like passion fruit pineapple type things happening there.
And it's beers like this that really show off why hazy, murky, juicy IPAs are all the rage, because it tastes like fruit juice.
And there's no bracing bitterness to get in the way.
Right.
And sometimes there's something to be said for that.
So that's a good point. There's not a lot of bitterness. There's more sweetness, and there's this like mouthfeel that's pillowy and thick. And it's, like I said, it's like a Kern's nectar in a, but it's a beer. And it's 6.9%, but it doesn't drink like it.
It's juicy, and it tastes like juice, but it packs an awesome buzz.
So you get the happiness after.
It's a buzzworthy beer.
In more ways than one.
All right, what are we doing next?
The next one is equally as exciting. This beer is called Fading Rays. It is a barrel-aged imperial stout.
Boy.
Right? Smell that. Brown sugar, cocoa, and vanilla. This one is 13.6%.
Brace yourself.
I think we're going to hang out in the studio here before we drive home.
Yeah.
I was talking with them about this beer, and they were like, hey, did you know Food and Wine named brown sugar one of like the flavors that are hot right now? I said, I don't know, but this is hot right now. It's delicious.
This beer was aged for 21 months in Heaven Hill barrels.
Oh, my goodness.
Cutwater bourbon barrels after that for 15 months, and then Kentucky Owl barrels for 16 months.
Oh, my God.
Before they even added the brown sugar, cocoa, and vanilla. So each sip is like fudge, brown sugar, chocolate cake, vanilla, just super, like, flavorful.
It's a dessert stout, but, you know, it's not as overwhelming as I might have thought.
Dudes. This is ridiculous. This is truly something. Wow.
So, as you might expect with a 13.6% beer, you probably should have something to eat with it. Pure Project actually added some local food partnerships to some of their tasting rooms.
This is a dessert beer for me. I would pair this with a dessert, too. I would pair this with, like, a super decadent chocolate cake or, like, a flourless chocolate torte or something like that. Or maybe even, like, a Bananas Foster.
And this is not the only example of these kinds of beers. They make a lot of beers like this, and their murkies. I mean, they keep things coming out like every 2 weeks. It's really exceptional how many beers they put out and the quality that they manage to get in there.
Absolutely. I've collabed with these guys. They're fantastic. They know what they're doing. They make some of the best beers in San Diego.
Let's recap what we had before we get too weird.
Okay, the two beers we had were both from Pure Project. The first was called Hidden Gold. It's a murky IPA with Citra Incognito, Superdelic, 6.9% ABV, collab with North Park. The second beer is called Fading Rays. It's a barrel-aged imperial stout with brown sugar, cocoa, and vanilla coming in at 13.6%.
Absolutely fantastic. Guys, it's always great to have you in here and drinking beer, share our time together. As always,
support your local breweries. Cheers.
Cheers.
All I
want to
do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.